for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Sunday evening, December 27th, 1987. Midwinter Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Tommy Cook of Tulsa, Oklahoma is the speaker of the evening. It's a privilege again this evening to have Tommy Cook come and teach us, bring us the Word of the Lord, and teach us the ways of the kingdom. We need to come to an understanding and a knowledge of the kingdom that we do not understand yet at this hour. And I believe that the time of the kingdom is upon us and that we need to have more understanding and concerning it. And I don't fully understand it, but I do know that the kingdom will be ruled under Jesus Christ by you and me and many others. That the Lord's not going to be the one who administers it. He's going to administer it through His people. And so we've got a lot to learn and we've got a lot to understand so that we're able to do that. Today, I'm not able. I don't understand the Word of the Lord well enough, and I hope that there's some of you that do, but I'm desiring to know it, for I believe that when Jesus said that He was going to rule with a rod of iron, I believe that that rod that's going to be used is the Word of the living God, and that every word that's written is what's going to be used to rule and reign by. So we need to come to an understanding and of the Word so we're able to yield the sword of the Lord in that place of dominion and authority that the Lord will give and is giving unto His people today. Brother Tommy, come and expound the Word to us. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Let's stand. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Dear Father, again tonight, we thank You for Your Word. Your Word is a lamp to our feet, a light to our pathway. You said the very entrance of this Word brings light. And so, Lord, tonight, light our pathway, we pray. Be Thou exalted, Lord, in whatever we say tonight. And, Lord, open our hearts. Give us a receptive spirit, an open mind, a teachable spirit. We pray in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Let's turn tonight in the Scripture to Hebrews chapter 9. And while you're turning there, how many believe that Jesus is coming again? Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus is coming bodily, He's coming personally, He's coming visibly, literally, and gloriously, isn't He? Hallelujah. He's going to come in His saints. He's coming with His saints. Amen. He's coming in clouds. He's coming with those clouds. And He's coming in fire, and He's coming with fire. His coming is nigh. Praise the Lord. But in Hebrews chapter 9, let's turn there tonight and look at a scripture or two here, first of all. How many believe we have to love His appearing?
Yes.
But in chapter 9, let's first of all look in verse 26. There are three words here on appearing in Hebrews 9:26. And the scripture says for in chapter 9 of Hebrews, verse 26, for then must He often hath suffered since the foundation of the world, but now once in the end of the world hath He appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of Himself. Now that was Jesus the prophet. Jesus who came and shed His blood. Past tense.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Then we have in verse 24, we have the priest, our high priest, the Lord. For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself now, present tense,
yes,
to appear in the presence of God for us. That's present tense now. Past tense, He came and died as the prophet. And now, present tense, He is our high priest interceding for you and I in the heavens. Praise the Lord. Then in verse 28, this is future tense. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. And unto them that what, brethren?
Look
for Him, shall he appear the second time. He appeared once before, and he'll appear again. Hallelujah. The second time, without sin, unto salvation. And that word salvation is full salvation. Spirit, soul, and body. Praise the Lord. Now, well, how many know the high priest would go to the brazen altar, he would take the blood, and he was on his way towards the Holy of Holies. Isn't that right? Concerning the tabernacle. And Jesus, the prophet, God's son, came to that brazen altar. He was on that cross is where he was, and shed his blood. And everyone can see that, just as everyone could see the high priest going there to the altar, the brazen altar. And then, of course, that priest would go in towards the Holy of Holies. And our high priest is there tonight interceding. Praise the Lord. And when that priest came out, that high priest came out of the tabernacle, sin had been dealt with for another year. And I want to tell you, brethren, Jesus went to that cross. They could see him die. He went into the heavens. He's interceding tonight. But praise God, there's an expectancy of those that are looking for him. Because when he comes again, hallelujah, every eye shall see him. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Every eye shall see him. Praise the Lord. So he's prophet. He's our priest. And he's our king. Glory to God. I mean, the prophet brings righteousness. I'm talking about Jesus now, the prophet in you. You're not all of us are prophets, but the prophet's in us. His name is Jesus. And the priest brings peace. And the king within us brings joy in the Holy Ghost. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. So there's an expectancy for those that look for his appearing. Now, let's look at Psalms 102 tonight. Now, with that in mind, we have to be dependent upon God. Those that are looking for this coming of the Lord, we must be dependent. Not independent, but dependent upon the Lord. And look here in Psalms 102. I mean, we're all coming out of that independent spirit.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God doesn't want us to be independent and rebellion, does he? He wants us to be dependent upon him.
Yes.
And Psalms 102, verse 13, notice what the scripture says here. For thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. For the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. So there's a set time that God will favor the Zion people. Verse 14, for thy servants take pleasure in her stones and favor the dust thereof. Verse 15, so the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth thy glory. When the Lord shall build up Zion, I mean, that's you and me. When he builds up Zion, then he's going to do something. He's going to appear in his glory, and that's in you, and that's in me. Hallelujah. There is a building up tonight. There is an expectancy. Hallelujah. And so it says he will appear in his glory. Now here's the verse I'm coming to. Verse 17. We must be dependent upon the Lord if we believe that he's coming soon. He will regard the prayer of the destitute. And that my margin says the poor. But how many of the poor is not only those who have holes in their shoes and in their pants, but it's those that are poor in spirit. It's those who have a broken and a contrite heart. It is those who say, God, without you, I cannot make it. I am nothing. You're everything. Hallelujah. And so he says here, he will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. Hallelujah. So we must be dependent upon the Lord. Then this shall be written for the generation to come, and the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. They're going to be praisers. Amen? They're created to praise the Lord. It's the last generation. It's the 42nd generation. Amen. That the scripture talks about. For he hath looked down from his height of his sanctuary. From heaven did the Lord behold the earth. To hear the groaning. There's a groan at the throne tonight, isn't there? To hear the groaning of the prisoner. Glory to God. What for? To loose those that are appointed to death. There are those that have been appointed to die, but there is a people Hallelujah, who's getting in the Spirit. And maybe God's saying, you'll be living when I return. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're going to be loose from that appointment of death. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To declare the name of the Lord in Zion and His praise in what? Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. Yes, in the church. Now, there is an Israel people, outer court. There is a Jerusalem people, the woman in the holy place. But there is a Zion people, hallelujah, God's sons, God's overcomers, that He's raising up, and He's going to favor Zion at an appointed time, amen? And He will hear the destitute. He will hear the prayer of the poor or the destitute. And I believe that's us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm thankful God will hear us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now turn to Isaiah 66. Isaiah 66. If we're expecting the coming of the Lord, let me tell you something else that God expects of you and me. He expects us to tremble at His Word. How many know it's we need to humble ourselves before the Word of God? This is God's Word to us. And in Isaiah 66, verse 5, notice what it says here. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 66, verse 5. Hallelujah. Hear the word of the Lord, ye that tremble at His word. So if we tremble, we're hearers. Hello.
Amen.
If we tremble, we are hearers. Hear the word of the Lord, ye that tremble at His word, your brethren that hated you. And notice the word brethren, that cast you out for my name's sake. It may be over deliverance or whatever. But notice he said, for my name's sake, let the Lord be glorified, but he shall appear to your joy, and they shall be what?
Ashamed.
Turn to 1 John 2:27. Just a second. Scripture's coming to me. 1 John 2:27. I believe it is. Hallelujah. Let's see here. Yes. Praise the Lord. Verse 28 as well. Let's go read verse 28. And now, little children, abide in Him, that when He shall what? Appear, we may have confidence, boldness, and not be what?
Ashamed.
We saw in that scripture in Isaiah, there would be those that would be ashamed when He appeared. And right here he said that when he shall appear, we may have confidence, not be ashamed before him at his coming. Hallelujah. There will be a people that will be joyous, and there will be a people that will be ashamed when he comes. Amen?
Amen.
Now turn to Malachi 3. We must submit to the refining processes of God. That's the fire. That's the fire. Malachi. How many know again, if we're going to go up that mountain, and we spoke on last night just a little bit, the fire is going to touch our lives. In Malachi 3, verse 2, well, verse 1, behold, I will send my messenger. He shall prepare the way before me. How many believe God's raising a messenger up in this hour? Not one man, but a company, a corporate son. Hallelujah. He shall prepare the way before me. Just as John the Baptist was a messenger to prepare the way for Jesus' first coming. He is preparing and raising up his sons, his overcomers, to prepare the way for his next coming. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And notice, and the Lord whom you seek, the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly, everybody say suddenly, shall suddenly come to his temple. Even the messenger of the covenant, whom you delight in, behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. But who may abide the day of his coming? Who shall stand when he appeareth? For he's like a refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap. He's going to burn things up, and he's going to wash the good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 3, and he shall sit as a refiner, purifier of silver. He shall purify the sons of Levi, and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer to the Lord an offering in righteousness. Praise the Lord. So we must be dependent upon God. We must tremble at His Word. We must submit to the refining processes of God that comes into our life. Now turn to Mark 13. I remember one time God opened this scripture up to me years ago, and it was such a blessing. We've got to watch as well as pray. Hallelujah. Look in Mark 13, and look in verse 33. It says, take ye heed, that's a warning, watch and pray, for you know not when the time is. For the Son of Man is as a man. How many know there's one man between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, that mediator. And it says He is as a man taking a far journey. He went back to the Father, didn't He? Who left His house, the church, and gave what?
Authority
to the apostles, the prophets, the teachers, the shepherds, and the evangelists. To his servants, look at this, and to every man his work. That's the body. We all have a work to do. Can you say amen? And commanded the porter to watch. That's the Holy Ghost. Watch ye therefore, for you know not what when the master of the house cometh. I mean, oh, He's the master.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He's the son over the house. He's the priest over the house. At evening, midnight, cock-crowing, or in the morning, lest coming, there it is, suddenly, that's what Malachi said, lest coming suddenly He find you sleeping. And what I say to you, I say to all, watch. Hallelujah. But how many know you really can't watch unless you're praying? Hallelujah. So there is an exhortation to watch and to pray for the coming of the Lord. Now, look in Colossians. And by the way, that word there, watch, means to chase sleep away. Well, how many know our old flesh don't like to do that? Colossians 3. You got to set your affections on things above. Amen? And you got to set your mind, you got to set your affections on things above. Chapter 3, verse 1. If you then be risen with Christ, if you then be risen with Christ, can I tell you, the body of Christ is to sit with Christ. Amen? Hallelujah. How many know Christ is the head?
Yes.
But He has the body of Christ coming forth. We are not Christ, but we're the part of the body of Christ.
Yes.
If you've then been risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection or your mind on things above, not on things on the earth, for you are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. Look at that scripture. For your what? The dead in Christ shall what? Rise first. Now that's more than those just in the graves, although that would take those in, many of those in. But there are people walking around on their two feet just to be dead to sin, self, but alive unto God. Amen? Hallelujah. The dead in Christ shall rise first. Hallelujah. Better not get into that. Verse 4, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with Him in glory. So we must set our affections on things above. Number 6, I want to give you another one here. 1 Timothy 6, we got to follow something here. 1 Timothy 6, praise the Lord. Verse 11, 1 Timothy 6, verse 11, but thou, O man of God, women, you're included too, flee these things and follow. You know what He's been saying, flee? He's been talking about the love of money. Not money, but the love of it. Because that love of money will lead you into perdition, which is the beast. That word perdition is the same word for the son of perdition. It's the beast system. I mean, no, you can't separate the beast, the Antichrist system, and the money system. They're together. They are one. And if we have a love for money, then it will lead us into the beast. It will drown us. There are men that are drowned today that yet's walking around on their two feet. That's what the Bible tells us here. Now look here in verse 11. But thou, O man of God, flee these things. Follow after something. Righteousness.
Yes.
Now, that doesn't mean we don't need money to live on. How many know we all got to have some money? Praise the Lord. But we don't love, we don't have to love it. We're to enjoy it when we have it, but not to love it.
Amen.
Use it rightfully. Follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, and patience, and meekness. Fight what?
The good fight
of faith. I know a lot of people come against those who teach faith, but let me tell you, brethren, we need the faith of Jesus. I'm going to show you this. Turn to Revelation. Revelation 14. I don't want to be a fighter of anybody. I want to contend for the faith. How about you? Our problem is that we've fought too long. We need to contend for the faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Revelation 14, verse 12. Here is the patience, the endurance of the saints. And I want to tell you, it's in the time of trouble. Notice, here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And the faith of Jesus. You're going to need endurance and patience, faith of Jesus in the hour that's ahead. For I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, write, blessed are the dead. And that's not just dying to self. That's those who give their life, which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works are still following them. Amen. How many of us, through faith and patience, we inherit the promises of God? Faith and patience. Praise the Lord. Back in Timothy now, chapter 6, where we're at. He said, fight the good fight of faith. How many know Paul said, I fought a good fight. I fought a good fight. And as long as you and I are in this body, this tabernacle, and we're pressing into God, how many know you got some fights in the Spirit?
Yeah.
With your enemy. Not with each other now, with the enemy. Too much of that other going on anyway. Fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Now look in verse 14, that thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. All right. Turn with me to another scripture, 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy 4. 2 Timothy 4. We have to look for His appearing. We have to love His appearing. And there's a people going to be like Him when He appears. Look, love, and like. And right here in the Scripture, 2 Timothy 4, verse 1. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead, at His appearing and what? His kingdom. Notice what He said to do. Preach the Word. Stick to the Word. Hallelujah. Amen. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. We read this last night. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Now He's talking about the coming and the appearing of the Lord. So evidently, I would say before the coming of the Lord, we're going to see much more of this. Amen?
Right.
Of those who want to have their own teachers, because many do not want to hear the truth. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned into fables. Praise the Lord. So we must stick to the Word. Preach the Word. Hallelujah. Now, look at 2 Timothy 4, 8. Here we must love His appearing. 2 Timothy 4, 8. But let's come back to verse 6. Paul said, for I am now ready to be offered. The time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. Anybody want to finish the course?
Amen.
I don't want the devil to take my life. Do you?
No.
I don't want to die prematurely, which people do. But I want to live a full life and fulfill the ministry God has given me. Hallelujah. And I pray the same in your life. And He said, I have kept thee faith, the faith of Jesus. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me when?
At that day,
at the day of the Lord, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love His appearing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who love His appearing. Praise the Lord. So there is, again, the fighting of a good faith. But we must love His appearing. But how many know that appearing first is within you and within me? But it's coming out there. Turn to Revelation 1 just a minute. Hallelujah. Revelation 1. You know, the more we study, the more we realize we don't know very much. He knows it all. He's all. In Revelation 1, verse 7, it says, "Behold, He cometh with clouds." How many know there's clouds of witnesses? I don't think these are just the rain clouds at all. But He's coming with the clouds. How many know He went away in a cloud? Singular. But when He comes again, He's coming in clouds. Amen? "Behold, He cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see Him." Now, I don't understand that. Anybody here understand all that? But I believe the Bible. "And they also which pierced Him, and all the kindreds of the earth." Notice the word kindreds. I'll show you that again in Matthew. "All the kindreds of the earth shall" what? "Wail because of Him, even so." Amen. Now turn to Matthew 24. I want to show you that same word kindred there in Matthew 24. And look at verse 29. In verse 29, it says, "Jesus said, immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, the moon shall not give her light, the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken." How many believe God's going to shake those powers in the heavens? I'm talking about those princes and those principalities. "And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all of the" what? That word "tribes" is the word for kindreds over there in Revelation. "Then shall all of the kindreds" or the tribes of the earth "mourn. And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and with great glory. And He shall send" what? "His angels with a great sound of a trumpet." I mean, no, that's not just a horn blowing. Although I'm not ruling that out, if God wants a horn to blow, it'll blow. Amen. But it's a message that's going to change us from mortality to immortality, from corruption to incorruption, brethren, at the last trumpet. Amen. "He shall send His angels with a great sound of a trumpet, His messengers, and they shall gather together" who? "His chosen." The word "elect" means chosen. "From the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other." Now turn to Mark 13. It's a little different. Mark, in Mark's gospel, says a little different here. In Mark chapter 13, hallelujah. Let me see if I can find it. Mark chapter 13. Look in verse 27. Now Matthew says that this gathering will be from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. But in Mark 13, verse 27, "Then shall He send His angels, and shall gather together His elect from the four winds, from the uttermost part of the earth to the uttermost part of heaven." How many know God's got some elect people in heaven too? As well as here on the earth. Now turn to Ephesians 1:10. These are scriptures coming extra here. Ephesians 1:10. The Apostle Paul said that in the dispensation of the fullness of time, He might gather together in one. Notice all things where? In Christ, in the Spirit. Both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in Him. Praise the Lord. Even in Him. Now, I want to look at that last trump just a minute. I feel impressed here. Turn to Zephaniah. I know you can go right to it. Zephaniah chapter 1. Zephaniah 1, verse 14. The scripture said, "The great day of the Lord is near, it is near." Now, here's a prophet years ago saying this. I mean, oh, in the Spirit, there's no time, there's no distance. And when you get in the Spirit, the coming of the Lord is nigh you. But when you get out of Spirit, we say, well, maybe 30 years, 40 years, 50 years. Amen? But when you're in the Spirit and living close to God, you know that the coming of the Lord is imminent. Within as yet, and yet even without. Verse 14 of Zephaniah 1. The great day of the Lord is near. It is near and hasteth greatly, even what? The voice. The voice of the day of the Lord. You hear that? The mighty man there shall do something. Cry what? Bitterly. Turn back to Job now. Hold your place. Go to Brother Job. 30. What verse is it? 36? No, it's 34. Job 34, 20. Let me show you the mighty here we're dealing with, okay? How many know the Bible said we'll be changed in a moment? In the twinkling of an eye at the last trump. Not the first one, although, how many know there's a change even when the first one takes place? How many know when the last trump is blowing, the others are blowing too?
Yes.
They're all blowing.
Yes.
Now, Job 34, 20, in a moment shall they die.
Yes.
Now, in a moment there'll be a people changed, but here he said, in a moment there's a people going to die. And the people shall be troubled at midnight. Hear me now. There's going to be light for people at midnight. Or it's going to be darkness for people at midnight.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And pass away. And the mighty shall be taken away without hand, which means God's going to do it. The mighty. Now back in Zephaniah. Zephaniah, he said in verse 14 that the mighty man shall cry bitterly in the time of the day of the Lord. Verse 15, that day is a day of wrath. Now, I'm not really a doomed preacher, although I preach a lot on end time. I want to show you, it is doom, it is death, it is gloom to those that's not prepared. But it is not that for those that are prepared. That day is a day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress. It's a day of wasteness, desolation, and darkness, and gloominess. And notice, a day of clouds and thick darkness. How many know the enemy's thick darkness, too? Verse 16, though. It's a day of the trumpet and the alarm against the fenced cities and against what? That's the pride of man. But also, I see these big cities with their skyscrapers. How many know some of them are going to come down?
Amen.
Verse 17, I will bring, listen to what God said, I will bring distress upon men that they walk like blind men because they have sinned against the Lord. God's going to judge sin in the day of the Lord, isn't he? And their blood shall be poured out as dust, their flesh as the dung, neither their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them in the day of the Lord's wrath. But the whole land shall be devoured by the fire of his jealousy. He shall make even a speedy riddance of all them that dwell in the land. Now turn to Joel 2. Joel chapter 2. And this is the hardest book in the Bible for me to find. And I don't know what it is. Thanks, Bill. Okay, Joel chapter 2, verse 1. Blow you the trumpet in Zion. Who's going to blow the trumpet? God's people. Blow you the trumpet in Zion. Notice, in Zion. Sound the alarm in my holy mountain. We saw last night God's taking us to the top of the mountain, aren't we? Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh. It is nigh at hand. This prophet was in the Spirit too, wasn't he? A day of darkness, gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness. But notice what else he said now. It's also as the morning spread upon the what? Mountains. It's morning on the mountains. What does that mean? That means we better get up high in the mountains. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And I want to show you this in just a second. A great people, a strong, there have never ever been the like, neither hath there been any more after even in the years of many generations. And I don't believe those people are defeated there. How about you? I believe they're in light. Now, praise the Lord. I said, I believe they're in light. Thank you, Jesus. I want to read that again. A great people and a strong, there's never, ever been the like. God is raising a people up there has not been. Amen? And I believe they're going to be consumed with the light of God in the day of the Lord. Hallelujah. I believe that. I said, I believe that.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God is raising up these people at this time, I believe, around the world. It's not just in one little area. It's all around the world. God is doing this. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. All right, turn to another scripture with me. Turn to Isaiah. Let's look at this last trumpet again here in Isaiah. I believe it's 30 or 27. Let's see here. Look in Isaiah 27. Isaiah 27, verse 13. We're talking about this last trump for just a few minutes while we're talking about the coming of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, let's go back to verse 12. It shall come to pass in that day, that the Lord shall beat off from the channel of the river unto the stream of Egypt, and you shall be gathered, what? One by one, O you children of Israel. How many know we're Israel too? Verse 13. And it shall come to pass in what? That day that the great trumpet. Now, if you got a margin, a reference in your Bible, it'll tell you two scriptures. Matthew 24 and Revelation 11, 15. Anybody got that? All right, good. Hallelujah. It shall come to pass in that day that the great trumpet shall be blown. And notice, they shall come which were ready to perish in the land of Assyria, the outcast in the land of Egypt, and shall worship the Lord in the what? Holy Mount at Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. So that's the last trump. Now turn to Revelation 10, 7. Revelation 10, 7. Praise the Lord. Revelation 10, 7. And we're dealing with a chapter. It says there'll be time no longer, but it's a little different if you read other translation, although I don't do away with that. But in verse 7 of chapter 10, and notice it says, in the days of the voice of the seventh angel. Here's the seventh trumpet. Now blow it. When he shall began to sound. Notice the mystery of God. How many know Paul said there is a mystery? Behold, I show you a mystery. Well, not all sleep. Come on. But we shall all be changed in a moment, come on, in the twinkling of an eye. And yet, how many know there's many mysteries in the Bible? And one of the mysteries, of course, is Christ in us, the hope of glory. There's mysteries with the kingdom. The mystery of God should be finished as he had declared to his servants, who? The prophets. And I believe as the prophets spoke of this day, I believe God is raising his prophets up in this hour worldwide that again is declaring the coming of the Lord. Amen. And the day of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now look in chapter 11. Chapter 11. And there's so much meat in chapter 11, but I won't go into that tonight. But how many know in verse 12? Look in verse 12. First of all, you know, these who lay their life down, there was a command that came to them, come up hither. That was told John in chapter 4 of Revelation, to come up higher, to come up hither to the throne. And here, notice, they were to come up hither, and notice they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. How many know your enemies is not flesh and blood? We think it is. Our enemies are those spirits. Next verse. Verse 15, rather. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices where? In heaven, saying, the kingdoms of this world, right here, are becoming the kingdoms of our Lord, that's Jesus, and his Christ, that's the body.
Yeah.
And he shall reign forever and forever. I want you to notice, when that last trumpet sounds, brethren, that the kingdoms of this world are crumbling. Hallelujah. and the becoming the Lord's and His Christ, His body. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Look in Revelation 12:5. I know you know this, but let's look at it again. Just because we know a scripture don't mean we have it all, do we? And she brought forth a man-child who was to rule, what? All nations. Where's the nations? Right here. With a rod of iron. And her child was caught up to God and to his throne. Turn back to Revelation 5:10. Revelation 5:10. And has made us, you got to be made this, unto our God, kings and priests. I like to say a kingdom of priests.
That's right. That's right.
And we shall reign where? On the earth. How many believe Jesus is coming back to the earth? Yes. And we shall reign on the earth as those kingdom, as a kingdom of priests.
Right.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All right. Now, let's go to another scripture. We stopped a while ago in Timothy. Go to Titus 2. Titus 2. And in Titus 2, look at verse 12. Let's go back to verse 11. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. All men. And notice what this grace does. It teaches us something. To deny ungodliness and worldly lust. That we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Looking for the blessed hope and something else. The glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. He's coming in you first. But he's coming up there, isn't he? Hallelujah. There are those today who do not believe in the literal coming of Jesus. How many of us error? There are those who say Jesus will only come in you. You'll never see him again. That is a lie. And another lie is those who don't teach Christ must come in us first before he comes out there. He must come in us first as well as appear out there. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Now turn to Philippians. Let me use another Bible. Philippians chapter 3. And look in verse 20. He said we're to be looking for his appearing. That's an expectancy in your heart, isn't it? Verse 20. For our conversation, our citizenship, is in heaven, in the spirit realm. From whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, the body of this humiliation, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body. I'm like Frank. I believe I'm going to get a body like his. According to, you know, one night I had a dream, Brother Milner. I had a dream and something had to happen because I was walking through walls. It's just like you could walk up that wall and just like you exercised faith and went right through the wall. Well, that's the kind of body I believe we're going to get. Hallelujah. You go right through that wall. Praise the Lord. But it said it shall be fashioned like unto his glorious body according to the working whereby he's able to subdue all things unto himself. Turn back to Luke 12. Luke 12. Verse 40. Jesus says here to us in verse 40, be you therefore ready. You know that's preparation. Also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when you think not. Look down to verse 42. The Lord said, who then is that faithful and wise steward whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household? To give them their portion of what? Here's the ministry, to give them their portion of meat in due season, which means there is a due season that they can receive the meat. We have this problem. We're either always just on the milk or we're trying to feed people meat that can't take it. Amen? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Of a truth I say to you that he will make him ruler over all that he hath. But and if that servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to beat the men servants and maidens. How many know that's not just with the fist? That can be right here. Amen? To eat and drink and to be drunken, the Lord of that servant will come in a day when he, what? Looketh not for him, and at an hour when he's not aware of, and shall cut him in sunder, and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. And that servant which knew the Lord's will and prepared not himself. Preparation is what God's saying to us now, isn't it? Neither did according to his will shall be beaten with many stripes. And I'm not going to get off into that tonight. So what I'm trying to say is we must be looking for his appearing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, turn to 1 Peter 1:7. Here's an exhortation to the shepherds, and that's the ministry. 1 Peter 5. I want to read verses 1 through 4. The elders which are among you, Peter says, who I exhort, who am also an elder. Peter was an apostle, but he was also a shepherd. As he went out into the ministry, he functioned as an apostle. But we would say as he come back into Jerusalem, into the local church, he was an elder. Praise the Lord. How many know apostles are elders? Prophets are elders to the body of Christ. And a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. I want you to notice there's suffering, and with suffering comes the glory. Verse 2, feed, shepherd, the flock of God, which is among you, taking the oversight as overseers thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre. How many know that money is filthy the way we use it and our motives? But when money is first made, it's not filthy. It's one of the cleanest things there is when it comes out of the mint. It's the way we use it. It's our motives. He said to the ministry here, it's not just to be for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage. Or Philip says, don't be little tin gods, but being in samples to the flock, and when the chief shepherd shall appear. Yes. Elders, shepherds, ministry, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Hallelujah. So there's an exhortation to the ministry to be faithful to God and to the sheep. Praise the Lord. Amen. 1 John 2:28. Couple more scriptures. About three, four more scriptures here. Look in 1 John 2:28. Well, we read that a while ago. Let's look in chapter 3, verse 1. Chapter 3, verse 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. The word sons is children in the Greek. It's technon. Should be called the children of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the children of God. It does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know this, that when he shall appear, we shall be what? Like him, for we shall see him as he is. And the pure in heart shall see God. And the pure in heart are those who have been purged and purified. Amen? Next verse. And every man that hath this hope in him, Christ in you, the hope of glory, purifies himself even as he is pure. Hallelujah. So God is purifying the church. Amen? That you and I might be like him. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Now, let me give you just one other scripture here. In Zephaniah. Zephaniah, let's go back there. Chapter 2. Zephaniah. The Lord's coming out of his place. Did you know that? He's preparing you and I a place, but he's coming out his. Zephaniah 2, then we'll look at Isaiah 26, and I'll be done. Gather yourselves together. That's what we've done tonight. How many know you can gather together and not be together? Yea, gather together, O nation not desired. O nation not desired. This is that holy nation that Peter speaks about. Verse 2. Before the decree bring forth, and before the day pass as the chaff, before the fierce anger of the Lord come upon you, and before the day of the Lord's anger come upon you, he said in verse 3, seek ye the Lord. Seek ye the Lord. All ye meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment, seek righteousness, seek meekness, and it may be ye shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger. Turn to Isaiah 26. How many know if we seek the Lord, he's going to hide a people? Isaiah 26. I said two scriptures, but really I've got to make it one more after this. Well, I got to do it. No, probably just a couple more. One more after this. Isaiah 26:20. Come, my people, enter thou in thy chambers, shut thy doors about thee, hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment. Until what? The indignation, the trouble be overpassed. Next verse. For behold, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose their blood and shall no more cover her slain. Now go to 1 Peter chapter 1. I want to show you. I got to give you two scriptures, Brother Miller. You're right. Hallelujah. I want to show you here something. Now we have this teaching today that when Jesus comes back, everything's going to be cleaned up. There won't be any mess here. Well, I don't believe that. I believe it's going to be in the mess. And yet I know there is a people going to rule and reign with Christ and help set the thing in order. The Lord's going to direct the sons of God and whoever uses here to clean things up, I believe. But I believe when the Lord comes, it is in a mess. But look in 1 Peter, though, chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1, and look at verse 6. He's talking about our inheritance in verse 4 and 5. But in verse 6, wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations. I mean, no, temptations are real. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, here's what he's after, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. So there's going to be a people tested right before Jesus comes. Can you hear me? Now, look in 2 Thessalonians, the last scripture now, chapter 1, verse 6. How many know this church was born in tribulation right here? Paul talks about the coming of Jesus in every chapter of 1 and 2 Thessalonians. But if you'll read these books, you'll see that this church was in tribulation, in trouble in their day. Hallelujah. How many know there's people in tribulation today? Many ways. Even here in America. 2 Thessalonians 1:7, and to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished. We don't teach ultimate reconciliation. We don't believe in that doctrine. That is a doctrine from the pit. We either know Jesus when we die or we're lost, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you is believed in that day. Hallelujah. So there is a people that will be tested and are being tested. Praise the Lord. There is a people laying their life down tonight for the faith of Jesus. Hallelujah. How many know that God is shaking things in the earth? And brethren, I want to exhort you this next year to seek the Lord. None of us know what 88 will bring. We think we do. And I'm not going to say it's all bad. I believe God's going to do a great work in his people for those that submit to him and cry out to him. But I believe the world is going to be tested this year. Hallelujah. Let's stand. Praise the Lord. And God's people's going to be tested. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the coming of the Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you put that expectancy in a people in this hour, this generation of praisers. Hallelujah. Lord, there'll even be a people that shall live and survive unto the coming of the Lord. Lord, we thank you tonight, Lord God, for that glorious appearing of Christ that will come within us and out there, Lord, in the sky and in the heavens. Hallelujah. The same Jesus that went away shall so come in like manner, you said, in your word, Lord. Lord, prepare your people. Prepare your people to seek your face, Lord. Lord, get them ready. Get them prepared for this great event. Hallelujah. And the days ahead, stir the people of God. Stir the ministry. Stir the saints, Lord. Stir us, O God, within and without, we pray. Hallelujah. Anoint us, O God, to do the will of God and the work of God in this hour. We bless you tonight, Lord. We bless you tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's just praise Him. Come on, praise Him. Praise our God. Praise our God. Praise our God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, mighty Redeemer. Lamb of God. Lamb of God. Lamb of God. Have your will. Have your way tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We magnify you tonight, Lord. We bless you. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.